The British Medical Association is pushing to ban smoking in cars because of research showing it produces toxins 23 times higher than toxins in a smoky bar and is particularly dangerous for children. Now, parts of Canada and Australia and all of South Africa have introduced laws to ban smoking in cars when kids are in the cars, but British doctors want to ban smoking in cars, period. Could that come here? Nick Triggle is the BBC's health correspondent in London. Nick, tell us more about this research.
Well, the British Medical Association have pulled together a raft of international research on the issue. There are other bits of research that show the toxin levels are slightly lower. Some suggest 13 times higher. Some suggest 7 times higher. There's also the issue if you open the windows in a car, which many smokers do, certainly on a warm day, and that reduces the levels of the toxins further. The research also looks at the harm it may be causing children. It points out that children absorb more pollutants, their bodies are less able to cope with it, their immune systems are less developed, and hence secondhand smoke is being linked to childhood asthma and even sudden infant death syndrome.
Well, you know, you say that some of the studies show that the effects of the toxins might be down to 9 times a smoky bar, but you know, when you think of children who are pretty much don't have a choice. They're held captive in their parents' cars. Even if the toxins produced by smoking in the car was just twice what it would be in a smoky bar, you wouldn't want to bring your child into a smoky bar. How are people reacting to this there?
Even smokers groups acknowledge that it would be inconsiderate for smokers to smoke when children are in cars, and it's not something that they advise. But there has been some negative reaction. People say that once you start interfering in someone's private sphere, it's a step too far, and they feel that people should just be encouraged and advised not to smoke. So there is a degree of mixed reaction there from health groups, from campaigners and from government.
Well, we understand the Prime Minister, David Cameron, has expressed some sort of concern about, you know, invading people's privacy in cars, you know, to see if they're smoking. But on the other hand, you know, texting has been banned because it's so dangerous. And your story on the BBC led us to look closer to home. And we discovered, while here in the U.S., nearly 40 states have some sort of ban on smoking, usually in public places, restaurants. Several states do ban smoking in cars when children are present. Arkansas, California, Maine, some other states ban smoking in cars with foster children present. The state, of course, responsible for the foster children. So who knew? We have some of these bans here. And yet I am seeing some of the response to the BBC story, people saying, what are you going to do next, ban fat-inducing food or alcohol or ban cars because they pollute? So what do you think is going to happen here?
At the moment, the government in England has said that banning smoking in cars is not on the agenda. They're focusing on education campaigns to raise awareness about the issue of secondhand smoke, not only in cars, but in the home environment. They're also cracking down on the places that sell cigarettes and tobacco products. For example, from next April, large shops, supermarkets, will be banned from display cigarettes. They'll have to be kept below the counter. And the government's also going to start consulting whether to make sure that all cigarettes are sold in plain packaging, so you sort of cut down on the branding. But certainly at the moment, a ban on smoking on cars does not seem to be on the agenda in England. However, in other parts of the UK, in Northern Ireland and in Wales, those ministers are considering it. So we may see some parts of the UK take the step soon.
Well, we understand that in Wales there's already a public awareness campaign, and some are saying that's the way to go, not legislation, but just public awareness. And boy, you certainly have raised ours. 23 times the toxins in cars when people smoke in cars. So there's that. Just to get the word out might make a change.
Yes, and it's interesting. These MPs say we've got to introduce this gradually and we've got to get a debate going, have those education awareness campaigns. And if that doesn't make a difference, then maybe in the future we can start talking about bans. But they stress it's got to be gradual.
Nick Triggle, the BBC's health correspondent. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.